Radio AI.
Ground control to Major Tom.
www.radioai.net. The public resource for artificial intelligence literacy by the people who do AI. Is in two parts. This is part two. I'm Cindy Mason. I've worked on AI and robots at NASA, at UC Berkeley, and at Stanford University. In this podcast, I'll be your host, and we're going to talk about concepts and categories. Much of AI owes its success and innovation to ideas in cognitive psychology, cognitive sciences, the brain sciences, and neuroscience. They take the ideas and create computational structures that allow us to do things that we couldn't otherwise do. Brain scientists believe that even our brain matter is organized around concepts and categories and hierarchical structures and graphical structures of interconnected groups of concepts and categories. In this podcast, we'll be talking about some of the computer structures that are used to represent the basic notion of a concept and its relationship to other concepts. We'll also be covering the more complex data structures that are built out of assembling collections of related concepts, like the psychological concepts and models of how we represent information in general, and how these are programmed. So, these are fairly powerful tools if you think about it. It's worth noting that because we're developing structures and languages, the ideas here can be used on any kinds of data. One way of looking at the field of AI would be to say that what it's all about is building tools that can be reused, like general problem-solving tools. So we build a machine learning algorithm that could be used to analyze data on depression, the disease of depression. We can then turn that same tool around and apply it to a patient study on diabetes. We might also be able to use it on a collection of data that has to do with traffic. This is just one example, but you can see why some people think that these technologies are going to change the future of mankind, that it is going to enable a new generation of solutions to problems. Everybody's story. The data, of course, that we're talking about are the concepts, and there's a lot of it being gathered right now. Some of it's crowdsourced, some of it's gathered over time and archived or linked together. It's not clear the collection of all this data is actually ethical, but like it or not, there it is. Much of it can be put to good use. Medical data, for example, we may end up discovering new things about the connections between symptoms and diseases, or the symptoms between side effects of drugs, or the symptoms between our food that we eat. The discovery of new connections is part of what can happen when we create these computer structures and let it loose on a million concepts looking for the connections. Okay, here we go. Concepts and categories have relationships. So we create computer structures that can reflect the concept and the connections or relationships among them. We do that with something called a triple. To build more complicated structures, we take the triples and use them to build things like trees, lists, sets, graphs, matrices or spreadsheets, databases, and so on. A key idea to all of these complicated structures is the notion of the triplet, and we're going to look at that in detail now. Following the section on the triplets, we're going to use an analogy of the stars to build our more complicated structures. And then we'll take a look at some of the things that these are used for and how powerful they can be. A fundamental programming idea for representing a relationship between concepts and categories is called a triplet. There are three things in a triplet: a concept, a relationship, and another concept. So, for example, and notice how in each of these examples, there will be three things. It's a triplet. Triangle is a instrument, or triangle is a geometry. Now let's add a couple more. Triangle belongs to John. John is a person. John loves Mary. Mary is a person. Turtle is a beachy thing. Before we jump into all the computery things, I think we're going to be able to imagine most of this, strangely enough, by looking up at the stars. So think about the night sky for a minute. Imagine looking up at the night sky and all the stars you see. We're going to compare all the stars to concepts. So there's lots and lots of stars, lots and lots of stars, just like there's lots and lots of concepts. And some of the stars are connected or related. We're going to go through some of the ways that stars are related. And while I'm doing that, if you want to, imagine the triples or the triplets that you would form. Okay, here we go. Some of the stars are in the same galaxy, like the Milky Way. Some of the stars are parent stars to other stars or belong to the same gaseous cloud. Some of them may be younger than other stars or further away from other stars. Some of the stars are in the same astronomical object, like they're in part of the Big Dipper or they're in part of Orion. So all these things are connections that we can draw between the stars. So imagine now we draw a line between the stars that are related this way. And if you want, you can even imagine drawing a circle around the star. So you've got a graph or a network of connections. The lines are saying, here's the relationship. So the shape of the connections, it goes like star link, star link, star link, star link. It almost even sounds kind of mechanical or machine-like. And in a graph, the way you connect things, it's node link, node link, node link, node link. You can hear the repetition. You can even think about crawling through from one node to the link, to the node, to the link, from one star to crossing the bridge to the next star. The repetition in those shapes, the patterns in those shapes, are very easy to create computer programming code and mathematical algorithms and connect the dots in lots of different ways and do analysis. In the star example, our relationships would include belongs to. Star 1 belongs to Milky Way. Star 7 belongs to Milky Way. We also had the relationship younger than, and we had the relationship parent. Star 25 is younger than star 76. Star 557 is the parent of star 12. So how are we going to use this triplet idea? Well, there's a really big application for these triplet ideas, and that's in natural language processing. Natural language processing isn't just about speech. It's about understanding written knowledge. It's about understanding a book chapter or taking a whole collection of web pages and understanding in a machine-like way the meaning. It's about creating meaning through the relationships of the triples. We're actually extracting triples from English. We take the idea of a relationship into language. So we have a sentence, and you can break it down into a subject, a verb, and an object. We often describe a sentence in English like that. So a subject, a predicate, and an object. There's three things again. And what's in the middle? That relationship. So take, for example, the sentence, Tom threw a ball. So Tom and the ball are related through the throwing action. And so that's just the one sentence. So there are natural language processing algorithms that can take a document, a book chapter, etc., and translate it into a database of triplets. And the triplets represent the relationships among the concepts that are found in the document. Examples of important relationships in capturing knowledge: part of, member of, kind of. These allow us to create abstractions or hierarchies. So we can say things like chair belongs to furniture, couch belongs to furniture, ball belongs to toys, dog belongs to pets. So it allows machine algorithms to increase, quote, understanding, quote, of the meaning of the contents of the document. So there's a big pile of concepts and all the ways that they're connected to one another. So they can be linked together in lots of ways when you look at the patterns of all the lines connecting concepts and categories.
So like with the stars,
you can see a tree shape, you can see, and in the tree shape you may have a parent and child relationship, a grandparent and child relationship, a great grandparent. You can have lists, like a linear list of just follow one, then the next, then the next, then the next down a long line. You can have sets. You can connect the dots, if you will, a lot of different ways. So there can be hundreds and thousands of triplets in an AI programming problem. In machine learning and big data, like with the stars, there can be millions, millions and millions. So what is it we want to do with all this data? What is it we want to do with all these concepts and relationships? Suppose you have a really big database of concepts. You might want to ask all kinds of questions. That's called query answering. This is what we do when we talk to Siri and Alexa in a kind of limited way. Suppose that you have created a concept network or a concept graph from a giant collection of web pages. So you can ask questions across all those web pages using a query. We also do machine learning. We can feed a collection of triplets or a collection of concepts into a machine learning algorithm. We can share the concepts. We can do automated reasoning with the concepts or inferencing. We might want to represent the information in a way that's readable by people.
The Semantic Web Project is a long-term project involving the goal of which is to translate the web from a collection of pages or, quote, books. You might think of web pages and documents on the internet as a book, I suppose, into a big database of related concepts. And these concepts in this database can then be analyzed by machine algorithms. So in a way, what a triplet does is it helps connect our models of how people create knowledge and how they process knowledge and how they speak and understand knowledge into a format, the triple, which then can be processed mathematically or using models of memory and reasoning and remembering and creating concepts and categories and so forth. Ideas from cognitive psychology. So it's really a link between the natural world where linguists and cognitive psychologists live to the world of mathematics and computers, which new discoveries in the brain sciences are also connecting to. And it gives machines a kind of understanding like people.
Thank you for listening. This has been Cindy Mason for Radio AI.
Cause you're a sky full of stars.
Stay tuned for more cool Radio AI podcasts.